Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. That's Fresh Air this afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on listener-supported 90.5 WCBE-FM in HD Columbus and 106.3 FM in Newark, and now streaming online through iTunes Radio and at WCBE.org. We're happy to have Shannon McNally back in the studio. Last time around, it's already been almost a year when you were here with Rodney Krause. So welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be back.
Yeah, and she's going to have her own show tonight over at Natalie's Coal Fire Pizza. And live music in Worthington, showtime at 9 o'clock. We'll have a couple pairs to give away and a couple CDs of Shannon's as well to go along with that. She's going to perform a few for us. We'll talk about what's the latest and where it all began in just a bit. But what are you going to start us off with?
This is a little song called This Never Happened, and I Was Never Here. All right, here we go. Some crimes are worse than others, some too small and keen. History is written for the winners, yes, the losers know what the story's about. So when they ask you come daylight, please be kind and remember that this never happened. Well, they'll recall what they do. They'll swear they saw what they did. They will lean in their favor. Why brim will keep it hid. Well, a gun, of course, was loaded. And a lady is always guilty. But this never happened.
Shannon McNally joining us live from Studio A. This Never Happened, and I Was Never Here. And she'll perform tonight over at Natalie's in Worthington, show time at 9 o'clock. We'll have some tickets to give away, and a couple of pairs, and her CD to give away. And just a bit, maybe after this next song, and maybe after the last song that she does for us today.
I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
All right.
We'll talk about that song. I'm not familiar with that one. Is that something?
Yeah, it's sort of floating around there. It never made it to an actual, hasn't made it to an actual physical release yet. But I put it out on a little for iTunes only thing called Lightwalker. Okay. So that was called, yeah, so it's on that. This is a little digital EP. Came out a little while ago.
And ShannonMcNally.com is her website.
Yes.
To find all that good stuff. And Small Town Talk was our latest from 2013, I think, the full length that you've put out. And tell us a little bit about that. I mean, special guest Dr. John and Luther Dickinson. I know you're on his late father's tribute album, which was a Grammy-nominated thing. And so tell us a little about the tribute that was on from the last one.
Yeah, sure. Well, the last record, Small Town Talk, I actually did the whole record with Dr. John and his band. We cut it together as a unit, and it was a tribute to our mutual late great buddy, Bobby Charles. Bobby was a great songwriter from South Louisiana. He wrote Walking to New Orleans and See You Later, Alligator, and The Jealous Kind, and Tennessee Blues for Kris Kristofferson. And he's a, kind of his amazingly best-kept secret, you know, or a little gem. Not little. I mean, he was right there at the birth of rock and roll in the mid-50s and first white guy signed to Chess Records. He was really pretty cool, Cajun. And so he was a good friend of ours. And he's since passed. He passed just after we made the record. But he was there with us when we made the record. So it was really fun. And the stories were fairly endless between him and, you know, they were both at the last waltz. And there's nothing they didn't do. You know, Bobby wrote a lot of songs for Fats Domino. As teenagers, they were making records in New Orleans, you know, with Little Richard and Fats Domino and Etta James and, you know, you name it. Everybody.
So cool. Speaking of Dr. John and being from New Orleans and what we're talking about now, and I guess, had you played before with Dr. John before this? This last record that you did? I think you had, hadn't you?
Well, we met I'd met him a bunch of times, and I sang for the Bobby Charles tribute they did at Jazz Fest.
Oh, cool.
And so Mac and I ended up on the stage together, and so he sort of remembered me after that, and I just hit him with, hey, how about we do this record of Bobby Charles stuff? And he said, well, all right, that sounds pretty good.
And you were born in New York. At what point did you move down to New Orleans? I know you're not, after Katrina, you had to leave.
Yeah. I grew up on Long Island until I went away to college, and I went to Pennsylvania for school. But I worked my way out to L.A. for a while, and then I settled in New Orleans around 1999, 2000, something like that. And I was there until Katrina very unceremoniously moved me to my new home, which is North Mississippi. I lived in a little place called Holly Springs for a long time, which is very famous for its North Mississippi Hill Country Blues. And, of course, that's how I got to know Jim Dickinson and Luther and Cody and that whole world up there that plays guitar so loud and fiercely.
Shannon McNally is our guest this afternoon. She'll perform tonight at Natalie's at 9 o'clock, and we'll do a ticket giveaway and a CD along with that after this next song that she does for us. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Sure. This song isn't actually on CD yet either. I haven't even really recorded it, but it's just become one I play every night. And I wrote it for some friends of mine that live in South Dakota on Pine Ridge Reservation. I had a tour sort of go up in smoke about a year and a half ago, and we just sort of found ourselves just plumb out of luck in Montana, so we decided we would drive through South Dakota and go to Wounded Knee. And so we met some really wonderful kids that they live about 100 yards, you know, from the burial site at Wounded Knee, and their life was so very interesting, and their story was so very interesting. And I hung out all day with them, and went to the Crazy Horse Monument, and we really had a good time with them. So I wrote this song for them.
Rolling a long ways from the sea, sky is the color of grenadine. Horizon cools the nerves like codeine. There's nothing saying you can trust a heart. You It's a patchwork that's been ripped and sewn. Memories are just thoughts walking in that sleep. So hold some ancient language down on the rest, remembered by the old, imagined by the rest. Ceremony returns you to your blood's country. Oh, 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 oh. Songs have a power when they are true and clean. May the great white ocean take you into his arms, swaddle and hold you and keep you from harm. Best bits are missing, but they will be known. So, oh, oh, oh.
Well, Shannon McNally live from Studio A. Let's do that first giveaway for the CD and a pair of tickets for tonight's show at 9 o'clock at Natalie's. And we'll take caller number 5 at 821-9223, 821-WCBE. And a new song, not on a studio album yet. Perhaps yeah. It'll happen.
Maybe I should. I'm just thinking the next song I was thinking about doing it's not really recorded here.
But it could be in the future on
I
one of your...
I think it's clear I need to go make a new record. Record. I know, it's time, I know.
Well, you know, you still have this wonderful release, that tribute to Bobby Charles, and I'm sure that'll be available at the show tonight.
Oh, yeah, for sure, absolutely.
And been on the road, and tomorrow in Cleveland at Nighttown, and then Saturday at Possum Hollow Log Cabin in St. Paris, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And Worthington's, of course, tonight at 9 o'clock, or at Natalie's in Worthington. Mm-hmm. And we'll have another prize to give away after the next song that she'll take us out with. And I guess let's talk about where it started. What led you to the guitar? You've been performing for over 20 years now, and where it all began for you, I guess.
I mean...
I guess, you know, this life, this life thing chooses you, you know. I was about 12 years old, and my uncle gave me a guitar and a J.J. Cale record, and I was, you know, I won't date myself, but it was the 80s, and I was on Long Island, you know, and it wasn't the most organic sound of music at the time, you know. It was 80s, and it was neon and, you know, glittering, and which is fine, showbiz. But I got this J.J. Cale record, and I pretty much just never got tired of listening to it, you know. And so, and he was such a modest guitar player, and so easy on the nerves and easy on the ears. And I think that he ended up being a real gateway for me, just because he wasn't a showboat, and it wasn't like this overly, you know, masculine, you know, over the top guitar production hero thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, I loved all the guitar heroes. I loved all of them, and I saw a lot of guitar players live as a kid. You know, the big ones, Jimmy Page, and you know, all those guys, and Santana, and Neil Young, and I loved all of them. But the thing about J.J. Cale, I guess, is just that he was unintimidating, and it didn't seem like a big deal not to be a dude. Although he's very dude, you know, he's definitely very dude, but somehow he was unintimidating to me.
And just very humble.
Yeah, and so good. I mean, just so easy and so consistent and constant. Now, how do I know that when I'm 12 years old? I don't. You know, I know it 30 years later that, you know, that he's those things, but that's what got me into
it. You felt something.
Yeah.
Would you play along with his records to try to learn?
Yeah, a little bit. I think I just listened. You know, I might have just listened forever before I picked up a guitar. You know, I only just recently became a guitar player, you know, in my live set. I mean, I always played guitar the whole time I've been doing this, but I only feel like I should call myself a guitar player in the last few years.
Gotcha. Well, we're so happy to have you back.
Thank you.
We really are. It's always a joy to have you here. And the show is tonight at Natalie's. We'll do, as I mentioned, another ticket and CD giveaway after she takes us out with this last song.
Sure. All right, well, I wrote this next song with my very good friend Gary Burnside. So he's a great guitar player and a real good songwriter. I hope the world hears lots of him. And here goes, this is called I Went to the Well.
Said a heart's got
mind, mind of his own, baby, truth be known. So